Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 3, verse 12. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. One of the things that we like about James is he's the New Testament version of the book of Proverbs. And he's been trying to teach us that you and I desperately need to understand there is a greater judgment if we become teachers of the Word of God. And as we looked at that, he's wrapping up that thought now. He's going to make a transition between this thought and another thought in the next paragraph. But what he says to us here is, as he's been using these metaphors, he's been talking about the tongue not being able to be tamed, though you can tame any creature on the planet. He's talked about how you cannot have cursing and blessing coming out of the same mouth. Now he's talked about the spring of water. It cannot be sweet or fresh water, and it cannot be bitter or salt water at the same time. And he says now that a fig tree can't bear olives, and a grapevine can't bear figs. Of course, he's yielding all the way back to the book of Genesis in chapters 1 and 2, where he's saying, where God said very clearly, everything reproduces after its own kind. Now, if you're a New Testament, grace-laden, redemption through the forgiving blood of Jesus Christ, you still can't violate the nature of creation. Everything reproduces after its own kind. And what we say indicates what we are. It's that simple. Figs don't come from olives, and grapevines don't bear figs. You have a certain root, and it produces a certain fruit. Anything else is deception. In case you're concerned that that train ran a little too hard across your tracks, notice that he says next, circle two words in your Bible, thus no spring. Not most springs or not most springs, but thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. In other words, the definitive statement about teaching is the fruit reveals the root. If the fruit is good, the root is good. If the fruit is bad, the root is bad. If the fruit is good and bad, the root is bad. Because that's pretense. You're pretending. And so you'll get these big name preachers and little name preachers. And they will pretend a faith they do not possess. They believe a doctrine, but they have never submitted to a Savior. And so then you will find them embezzling the money from the church, running off with some woman in the church, possessing some bent for doing something evil. And then they'll want to tell you that they possess the root of righteousness. Now, God's going to sort everything out in eternity. No question. But the Bible is clear that everything reproduces after its kind. If you claim the name, you have to share in the fame so you do not become ashamed. James says, teachers need to pay special attention to how they teach. They can't bless and curse because that doesn't happen from the root of God's Spirit. James is transitioning, and he's going to turn at this moment. And the next time we're going to see how he turns this concept towards the issue of wisdom, the visible demonstration of the application of the truth of the Word of God. Hence what we say, as God says in Jeremiah, when he explains that you and I and all of us will give an account and God rewards us according to what our deeds deserve. The reward in heaven is the one you should be worried about, not the one on earth. It's the reward when you step into eternity that you keep forever or do not possess forever, according to 1 Corinthians 3, when everything is thrown into the fire and men and women can actually be saved so as by fire. He's going to make that pivot, but he wants to make it emphatically clear in this chapter. No spring yields both. No spring yields both. These are decisive words in the Word of God. They are sobering words to anyone who wants to pick up the text and begin to teach it. You and I must pay close attention to the source of these words. James, the head of the Jerusalem church. The Word of God, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, cutting asunder bone and marrow to the thoughts and the intentions of our heart. And out of our heart is where our mouth speaks. James chapter 2 and verse 12.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.